And Reb Zalman said, yes, it's been very tiring traveling around. I'm looking forward to seeing my family and giving the money to the Alter Rebbe. Okay, let's go. They had finished the last town, and it was still the late afternoon, so they said, we'll travel a ways until we find a kretschmet, we find a little hotel, we'll use it our time, and then we'll spend the night in the hotel, and then we'll go on in the morning and travel the whole day, and maybe it'll take a whole day or a few days to get home. And boys, they're traveling, and they're traveling until it starts getting dark, and they're looking for a kretschmet, they're looking for a little hotel. Well, they don't see any hotel. They don't even see a house. They don't see any buildings. They don't see any people. They're on a lonely road in the middle of fields, in the middle of trees. Well, Reb Zalman says to the wagon driver, do you see any kind of a little hotel, a little kretschme from up there? You see any lights or anything where we could spend the night? It's getting dark already. No, Reb Zalman, I don't see, except the only thing I see is a big forest coming up. A big, big forest. What should we do? Should we spend the night in the wagon in front of the big forest, or should we go into the big forest and try to find a little hotel in there? Sometimes there's a little hotel in a big forest. Sometimes there's a big hotel in a little forest. But this happened to be a big forest. All they need is a little hotel. Even a big hotel, it doesn't matter. They need some place to spend the night. And it's getting cold. And the wind is starting to blow. And the animals of the night are starting to make their noises. And the wagon driver says, I think we should go at least part ways into the big forest, better than spending the night in the middle of nowhere. Well, Reb Zalman says, let's go. Hopefully we'll find a place to spend the night. Oh, I'm so tired. Yes, I'm also very tired. Hopefully we'll find a place very soon. And they start to go into the big forest. And they're traveling on the road. It gets darker and darker. Do you think there are street lights in the big forest? Do you think there are car headlights in the forest? Are there people standing there holding flashlights for you in the big forest? Is somebody holding a candle so you should be able to see? Are there chandeliers of the lunchroom in the big forest? Or is it completely dark? It's completely dark. They cannot see the road. They do not see the road anymore. And the wagon driver is so tired. And he can't see. It's so dark. He says, Reb Zalman, I don't even know if I'm on the road anymore. All I know is just we're going. Once in a while, I could see a little bit of a tree from the moonlight. And Reb Zalman says, well, just keep going. Don't you see any light at all? Anything? And they're going and they're going. It's so dark. Reb Zalman and the wagon driver are very tired. They've been traveling around for weeks and months. They need a place to sleep. They need a place to stop. They want to stop. They want to eat. They want to sleep. And Reb Zalman says to the wagon driver, do you see any light at all anywhere? And the wagon driver says, I think way over there I see a little light. Let's go in that direction. And they go towards the little light, and sure enough, it looks like a little hotel, a little kretschme in the middle of the forest. Oh, we must be on a side road, and the road goes to that little hotel. Ah, Baruch Hashem, we'll have a place to spend the night. And finally, they come in front of this little house. and it looked like a little hotel. Oh, we've reached a little place to stay. And now they go down from the wagon, and they go into the hotel, and they see, oh, it's a nice looking place, and the hotel man is there, and he even looks like a Yid. Looks like a Yid. They were not sure, but it looks like a Yid. And they go and say, can we stay in your little kretschmer for the night? Oh, sure. Are you a Jew? Yes, I am. I'm Jewish. Oh, wonderful. Not only we found a little hotel in the middle of the forest, but it's a Yid who owns it. Baruch Hashem. Okay, first thing is to daven Ma'ariv. Kinalach, Reb Zalman goes to wash his hands, and he asks the hotel man, by the way, I forgot to tell you, of course, this is a little point, but it's an important point. They brought their bags into the hotel, including, of course, the bag of money. They were not going to leave it in the wagon. And they put it down, and they got settled down. And Reb Zalman now wants to daven Ma'ariv. So he asked the hotel man, after he washes his hands, which way is Ma'ariv? I'm sorry, which way? He asked the hotel man, which way is Mizrach? And you know what Mizrach is? Which way is the east? Now, as we know, when we daven, we face towards Eretz Yisrael and towards Yerushalayim. Now, in America, we have to face towards the east. That's the direction of Eretz Yisrael. Now, the way the story said, Reb Zalman asked, which way is east? It could be, though, now we want to be very careful that a story is always correct, but Reb Zalman lived in Russia. Now, if you're in Russia, now let's see if we can figure this out. Russia is north of Eretz Yisrael. Now, it just could be that if they were in Russia and they had to daven, which way do they face? If Russia is north of Eretz Yisrael, Russia is up here and Eretz Yisrael is down here, which way maybe they have to face in Russia to daven towards Eretz Yisrael? In America, we have to face east because that's the way to Eretz Yisrael. But if you're north of Eretz Yisrael, which way do you think you have to face to daven to Eretz Yisrael? Could you figure that out? Here's a hand up. Which way?
South.
South. That's right. Probably they have to daven south. Unless anybody knows, in Russia, do they have to face east? Anybody know? Southeast. Okay. Southeast. Thank you. Anyway, by the way, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, which way do you face? Towards Yerushalayim. If you're in Yerushalayim, which way do you face? Towards the Beis HaMikdash. Towards the place of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. If you're in the Beis HaMikdash, which way do you face? Towards the Kodesh Kadashim. In the Kodesh Kadashim, if we get that far, well, the Kohen Gadol will have that shaila, I guess. Towards the Aron HaKodesh. Yeah, that's probably it. Okay, shh. Okay, Kenelach. All of a sudden, Reb Zalman asks the hotel man, which way is the east side? Or maybe he asks, which way is the southeast or the south? Which way to daven? And he pointed towards the direction of which way to daven. All of a sudden, Reb Zalman noticed that the door to the hotel was on the east side. And right away he remembered the words of the Alter Rebbe, don't spend the night in a place that has the door on the east side. Immediately, as Reb Zalman noticed that the door to this little kretschmer was on the east side, he ran over to the wagon driver and he says, right away we're leaving this place. Pack up the stuff. We're getting our bags, and we're leaving right now. The wagon driver says, but we just came from the dark forest and we were lost and we have no place to go and it's cold and we're tired and we're hungry and we just came here. How can we just leave? Where will we go? And we don't even know where we are. Reb Zalman says, don't waste a second. We are leaving immediately. And he says to the hotel man, I'm sorry, but we have to leave. Thank you for letting us be here this long, but we have to leave right now. I'm sorry we just came in, but all of a sudden, we have to leave, and they started to take their stuff. All of a sudden, as they're going towards the door, they're almost to the door with their stuff, the hotel man runs to the door, and he locks it shut. He takes out a big key, he drays the lock, he puts it in his pocket, and now all of a sudden, his face is changed from being a nice hotel man to being a very, very mean-looking man. Not so fast. You're not leaving this hotel. No, we have to leave. Hey, I was going to do hachnasas orachim. That means taking in guests. But I'm not going to let them out. Hey, I take people in, but I don't let them out. You're staying here. And he ran out from that room into the next room, and he closed the doors to that part of the room, and he also locked them in, so they were locked in to that room like a jail. And there was no way out, and they realized, uh-oh, we are in big trouble. And all of a sudden, he heard voices in the other room, like gangster voices. Hey, who did you catch in the room tonight? And they heard the hotel man says, we got two fish caught in the room. And the gangster voices said, well, what do they have? And the hotel man says, a big bag of money. As soon as they came in the hotel, I could hear all the money clinking in their big bag. And the other voices say, ha ha, oh, this is going to be a good one. We'll take away all of their money and we'll get rid of the two fish because we don't want them to tell on us. Hee hee. Oh, before we rob them and count the money, let's sit down to eat and drink. Yeah. And they could hear dishes and silverware and food in the next room, and they heard the gangsters sitting down and eating and drinking. And once in a while, they saw a face come to the, there was like a sort of a window between the two rooms and the door with bars on it. And they could see the gangster faces poking their noses through and looking at them and laughing. Hey, 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 yeah. Oh, we're going to get their money. And Reb Zalman Kindelach is davening and he's saying Shema Yisrael and he's saying Tehillim. And the wagon driver, if he was a Yid, he was doing the same thing. And even if he was not a Yid, he was for sure davening to Hashem to save his life from the gangsters and the robbers in the next room. And Kinalach, the door opens, and all the gangsters come in at one time. Ha ha! Now it's time to get the bag of money and get rid of these two fish. And Reb Zalman says to all the gangsters, you will not rob away my money, and you will not hurt me or the wagon driver. And the gangsters start to laugh. The old rabbi here is telling us what we're not going to do. We're telling you what we're going to do. How can you tell us what we're not going to do? Nobody's going to stop us. Reb Zalman says, this money is not my money. This money is for tzedakah, for poor Talmidei Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael. And I collected this money because I am doing a job for my Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe, and he sent me. And he also warned me not to spend the night in a place with a door on the east side. And as soon as I saw the door was on the east side, I immediately wanted to leave and do exactly what my Rebbe said. And nothing is going to stop the bracha of my Rebbe, because he said, everything will be good on this trip, and I have tried to do everything my Rebbe told me to do. And even if I'm locked in this place, and all you gangsters have plans They're not going to work because I am on a shlichus of my Rebbe. I'm doing something for the Alter Rebbe. And the gangsters are laughing. First of all, we can't hardly understand some of the words you're saying, all these words. But nothing is going to stop us gangsters. We are the best group of robbers in the whole forest. And you are our prisoners. And we're going to take away your money and get rid of you. And here we go. And they go over to the bag of money. And they lift it up. Oh, this is a heavy bag of money. Listen to all those coins. And they lift up the bag and start shaking it. And Reb Zalman says, that money is for poor Yidden and Eretz Yisrael. You're not going to take it for yourself. And the robbers laugh. Just watch what we do. Let's put it on the table and start to count it. And one of the robbers says, hey, let me count it. And another robber says, no, let me count it. I'll count it and I'll give it out. We'll divide it up. And another robber says, you know what? There's a lot of money there. It's taking a long time. I'm hungry and thirsty. Let's eat first. And another robber says, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's have a good meal. After all, we're in the hotel. Let's have a good meal and eat first. And let's drink first. And then we'll divide up the money. It's going to take a long time. And that way, you know, we'll feel good to divide up all the money. That's going to be our dessert. Money for dessert. Yeah. Better than ice cream. Money. Hey, what a good dessert. Okay, let's eat. And the hotel man says, okay, I'll bring out the food. And Kinaloch, they put the bag of money in the middle of the table. They want to look at it the whole time. And they start to eat. And they start to eat more and more. And they get thirsty. And they say to the hotel man, bring out the mashke. Let's have a few drinks. Yeah, bring out the whiskey. Bring out the vodka. Bring out the schnapps. Let's go. And they start to take one drink. And another drink. Until they're good and shikker. And they've eaten. And they had a lot to drink. And now they say, let's have our dessert. The bag of money. Yeah, let me do it. No, let me do it. They start arguing. Look, I'm the best at counting money. And one of the robbers grabs the bag and he starts to count. Okay, one, two, three. He's counting the money and he's putting it out. And first they're going to count the money. They're going to divide it up. Shh. And he starts to count. One, two, three, four, five. He gets the 19, 20, 25. No, that's 24. No, that's 25. Okay, 25, 26. 29, 20, 10, 20, 11. And what do you mean 29, 20, 10? After 29 is 30. No, don't tell me how to count money on how to count. After 29 is 2010. 2011, 2012. No, it's 30, 31. They start to argue. Somebody says, let me count it. I'm going to start from the beginning. 1, 2, 3. He gets to 29, 30, 31, 35, 36. And they're listening to him. 39, 30, 10, 30, 11. What do you mean 39, 30, 10? It's 40. No, I know what comes after 39. 30, 10. Don't tell me what to do. Another robber grabs the money. Let me count it. And the whole time they're arguing and they're drinking more. And they get so tsumished and so mixed up, and there's so much arguing amongst them and so much drinking. What happens to a person that ate a lot, drank a lot? He starts to get very tired. And the robber said, you know what? All of this arguing and all of this drinking and all of this eating is making us very tired. And we are not going to count the money carefully. And maybe one of us robbers is not going to get as much money as he should get. So you know what let's do? Let's lie down and go to sleep. After all, our prisoners are not going anywhere because they can't run away from us. So let's just lock them in and go to sleep on the benches, around the table, and in the morning, when we wake up, we will count the money. And one by one, the robbers started to fall asleep, either on the benches or on the table And one of the robbers, his face goes right into his soup, and he starts to snore into his soup. And as he's snoring, the soup is pouring out of the bowl. And another robber puts his head down into his plate and his spaghetti. And he has a nice pillow of spaghetti all over his head. And the robbers fall asleep, except for one of them. And this was, boys, the hotel owner. The hotel man the whole time. Now, Reb Zalman had noticed this, that his face and his behavior was not the same as the other robbers. He kept looking at Reb Zalman and his wagon driver with a sort of a look like he felt bad what's going on. Something bothered him. It bothered him that they were going to take that money away. And it bothered him that something, chas v'shalom, terrible was going to happen. And in fact, the hotel man, they had noticed, was bringing more and more bottles of mashke. And he was pouring more and more drinks, kind of making sure that his friends got really, really drunk. And the hotel man was not drinking. Once in a while, he kind of took a little sip, kind of pretend. But Reb Zalman could notice, he could tell, that something was different by the hotel man, even though obviously he was one of this gang of robbers. Now, they all fell asleep, except the hotel man was pretending a little bit to kind of fall asleep. But right away he got up. He went over to Reb Zalman and he said, "Look, I'm a Yid. I know a little bit about your Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe. And I don't want to do anything against the Alter Rebbe, because whatever little bit I know, I have great respect for this special rabbi. And therefore, I am going to let you go with your money." And Kenelech Reb Zalman said, "Thank you very much, but I'm afraid for you, you're going to get in trouble with your robber friends. You will get in trouble from your robbers. What are they going to do when they find out that you let us go? Now, don't worry about them. I'm going to pretend that I got shikr and I'll fall asleep and I'll put my head into a plate of spaghetti and I'll wake up with them and somehow, you figured out how to escape. That's not a big deal. You got the key and you got out. And they'll just say, well, look what we did. We got so drunk we fell asleep and we lost our prisoners. Don't worry, I can take care of them." And he took the key, he opened up the lock, he gave them back all of their things, but he said, "Please, before you go, take this. I want you to give this to your Rebbe for me." And he took out a 50 ruble bill, like you have a $50 bill. In those days, in that place, was a 50 ruble bill. It's a lot of money. A piece of money that said 50 rubles. "Please give this to your Rebbe for me." And Reb Zalman took the money and Kinelach, they went to the wagon and they left. And somehow they got out of the forest, Baruch Hashem, they got back to the place of the Alter Rebbe in whichever city he was living at that time. The Alter Rebbe lived in different places, Liadi and Liajna and different places. Anyway, wherever the Alter Rebbe was living at that time, they got back and they came now to the Alter Rebbe. They got there in the early morning and the Alter Rebbe as soon as they came, he was there in the shul and he smiled and he said, "Reb Zalman, I've been up the whole night waiting for you. I was worried about you." And Reb Zalman says, he tells the Alter Rebbe the whole thing, everything that happened. The Alter Rebbe was waiting for them to come. Reb Zalman told the Alter Rebbe everything that had happened. And he happily, of course, gave the Alter Rebbe all of the money that he had collected for the poor Talmidei Chachamim. And he told the Alter Rebbe the whole story. And he gave now, after he explained the whole thing, He gave the Alter Rebbe the 50 ruble bill of money that the hotel man had given him. The Alter Rebbe took it. He took it to the wall, one of the walls, and he put it in a crack in the wall. He put the money into a crack in the wall. You know, there's a wood wall, and between the pieces of the wood is a crack. He put the money in there, and he just left it there. Of course, nobody knew why he did that, but this is what the Alter Rebbe did. The Kinnelach, that 50 ruble note stayed in the wall, in that crack, for years. Nobody ever touched it. Of course, everybody knew, all the Hasidim knew the whole story, that the Alter Rebbe had put this money in the wall, and of course nobody would touch it. And the Alter Rebbe never touched it, and it just stayed in the wall. You go by the wall, you see a 50 ruble note stuck in the wall for years. Until one day, an old man came to the shul of the Alter Rebbe, and he asked to see the Alter Rebbe. Nobody knew who he was. And the gabbai, the one who takes care of, you know, arranging people to see the Alter Rebbe, he went into the Alter Rebbe, and he told him, there's a certain old man that would like to see you. And the Alter Rebbe right away went over to that crack in the wall, he took out the money, and he says, tell the old man, I'm sorry, I cannot see him, but I want him to take this money. The gabbai went out and gave the man the 50 ruble note, and he explained that the Alter Rebbe says he cannot see you, but you should take this money. And the man took the money and he left. Now, can anybody figure out who that old man, many years later, was that came to see the Alter Rebbe? Can you figure out who that might have been?
The hotel man.
Well, the story doesn't say it was him, but we have to figure out that ourselves that it must have been the hotel man. Of course, why the Alter Rebbe wouldn't see him, and why the money was staying there, and he gave it back to him, you know, we have to think about it. The story doesn't say. But anyway, that is the end.